You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. And this is Alvin Craig inviting you to stay tuned as we bring you the gospel on today's broadcast, trusting that the Lord will make it a real blessing to you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege we have of presenting this broadcast service to this precious people today. We're certainly thankful for each one who is a part of our congregation, and we're trusting that you'll take us and take our broadcast service and make it a blessing to each and to every one. We are all eternity bound, and we would desire to be used of thee to help souls to come to know thee, and if they know thee, to continue in the Christian way. So take our broadcast today, make it a blessing to each heart. Remember the congregation, remember their burdens and their cares, the concerns, the problems that they may face, the needs that they may have, for we know that you are a merciful and a loving God, and you told us to cast all of our cares upon you, for you care for them. So bless our congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I thought number one was surely I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys
Chapter of the book of Acts, we read, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, or the disciples of Christ, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem." And as he journeyed along, the great light shone down upon him, and he heard the Lord speaking to him. And there on the Damascus road, the Apostle Paul, as we know him today, was converted, and he became doubtless one of the greatest workers in the kingdom of God of all times. And we read in the 31st verse of the 9th chapter of Acts, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and were multiplied." So our thoughts today are entitled, "Walking in the Fear of the Lord." In Philippians 2 and 12, the Apostle Paul told the saints at Philippi to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The concept of fear and trembling in connection with God is not a very popular subject today. People prefer to hear about God's love, long-suffering, and mercy, which is indeed a part of the gospel, a very important part of the gospel, something that we all need to be thankful for. But what about his justice, his righteous indignation, and his wrath? In Romans 11:22, Paul said, "Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell, severity, but towards thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off." So there is that side of God where his righteous indignation is manifested, and even his wrath is manifested. And to those who believe that you're once saved and always saved, and you cannot lose your spiritual life, I'd like for you to notice what the Apostle Paul said here. And I'm going to repeat this verse, Romans 11 and 22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shall be cut off. So if you are cut off from God, you are cut off from the source of life, and you no longer have spiritual life. I would like to bring you some thoughts as to why the fear of the Lord is important to Christians. Yes, important to Christians. The word fear in the Hebrew, the word describes fear, terror, awesome, or terrifying. Also, it means fear of God, respect, reverence, and piety. And this latter part is all that some people want to think about. But again, when you find the word Hebrew and its meaning, it means fear, terror, awesome, or terrifying, as well as fear of God, respect, reverence, and piety. The fear of the Lord should also include a place for trembling. As Paul said in Philippians 2 and 12, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Trembling means a quaking with fear. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28, Jesus said, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And of course, that is God. So we are to fear God. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to do anything else after that, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. A proper fear of the Lord would include reverence and awe. Yes, being afraid to offend God in any way. Fear God and keep his commandments. So we're told in Ecclesiastes 12 and 13. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 and 29. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So we're told in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 31. Now these verses are not some verses that I made up. These are verses taken out of the Word of God. And the Word of God gives us a true picture of the Almighty God. And there is that loving, merciful, kind, and gentle God. And there is that God of justice. You know, when you really think about it, God could not be God and let people go on and live any old sinful way they want to and then have eternal life. The very justice of God requires him to pay according to people's work. And that's what he's going to do. Every man shall be rewarded according to his works. If his works are good and righteous, then he'll be rewarded accordingly. If his works are evil, then he shall be rewarded accordingly. One reason there is so much sin and wickedness in the world today is explained in Psalm 36, 1, and also in Romans 3 and 18. In Psalm 36 and 1 we read, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. And Romans 3 and 18 says, there is no fear of God before their eyes. So I say one reason why there is so much sin and wickedness in the world today is because of a lack of fear of Almighty God. And most preachers today are not preaching anything about the fear of God and our need of fearing God. It's love, love, love. And again, I thank God for His love. Surely I do. Where would we be without the love of God? The love of God is what caused him to bring or to allow His Son to come into this world to suffer and die upon the cross for our redemption. The Apostle John said in 1 John, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." And we are told in the Scriptures that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, Jesus gave Himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto Himself a separate people zealous of good works. And I am truly thankful for the love of God. That's why I'm a child of God today. And I am thankful and I praise Him for it. But I also realize and know that God is a God of righteousness. God is a God of judgment. And He also pours out His wrath. I do not think that whenever God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, I don't think that was a fable. I don't think it was something made up. I believe that it actually happened. I believe there was actually a place or places called Sodom and Gomorrah. And I believe that the people had given themselves over to sinful and evil and ungodly things, including homosexuality and lesbianism. And God rained fire and brimstone down upon them and destroyed them because of their evil ways. Yes, I believe God did that. Noah couldn't do it. No. And no one else could do it. Lot couldn't. The angels of the Lord had to lead him out of Sodom, or else he would have been consumed with Sodom's fire, just like the rest of them were. So there is that wrath side of Almighty God, and it needs to be preached. For again, the people are living in sin without any fear of God. But we're told to fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Now, the fear of the Lord is important. From the book of Proverbs, we learn the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord will cause one to hate evil. Proverbs 8 and 13. Again, we love the sinner, but we hate the sin. No, we do not hate people. Sinners are anyone else. We love everyone. You can't be a Christian and hate someone. So the Christian loves everybody. We love even our very enemies. But the fear of the Lord will cause one to hate evil. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord will cause one to prolong his life. Yes, the fear of the Lord will prolong life, according to Proverbs 10 and 27. The fear of the Lord will prolong life, and the fear of the Lord provides strong confidence and is a fountain of life. So we read in Proverbs 14, 26 and 27. The fear of the Lord prompts one to depart from a life of evil. Yes, the fear of the Lord prompts one to depart a life of evil. We read this in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 6. The fear of the Lord leads to a satisfying life and spares one from much evil. Let me read that again. The fear of the Lord leads to a satisfying life and spares one from much evil. I have thought numbers of times, where would I be today? What would my life be like? Would I even be living if I had continued a life of sin? This verse of Scripture that I have just repeated is found in Proverbs 19 and 23. The fear of the Lord is the way of life, eternal life. So we read in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 4. Now, without the fear of the Lord, we close ourselves to the treasures We close ourselves off from the treasures of God's wisdom and knowledge. Yes, without the fear of the Lord, we close ourselves off from the treasures of God's wisdom and knowledge. Without the fear of the Lord, we will be corrupted with evil. Yes, we will be corrupted with evil without the fear of the Lord. For it is the fear of the Lord that causes us to depart a life of evil. Now, without the fear of the Lord, many lives are shortened. Yes, sin shortens many a life. It has caused many a death in various ways. And without the fear of the Lord, we will not come to know the love of God and His salvation. Without the fear of the Lord, we will not be motivated to work out our own salvation, as Paul told us to do. Without the fear of the Lord, we cannot please God. Again, this is the man to whom I will look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Isaiah chapter 66 and the latter part of verse 2. Developing the fear of the Lord. How do we develop the fear of the Lord? Well, the fear of the Lord comes through the Word of God. Just like faith comes by hearing the Word of God, so the fear of the Lord. Now, if you disregard the Word of God, and you think it's a bunch of contradictions and fables and not true, then, of course, it will not work this. But if you really fear God, the fear of the Lord comes through the Word of God. As we read the Scriptures and study the Scriptures and see what God is and what God is like, it should indeed bring fear to our hearts. And we should fear to do wrong. We should fear to disobey Him. Moses commanded the children of Israel to gather every 7 years to hear the law read. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 13, the latter part, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear the Lord your God and observe to do all the words of this law. That's Moses' command to the children of Israel. Every 7 years they were to gather them together and they were to read to them the law of God. I would recommend that you read the Word of God every day and study it. Not just read it, but study it. Comprehend its meaning and its understanding and then live by it. The Word of God, rightly divided, will maintain a proper balance between the fear of the Lord and the love of God, between the goodness of God and between His righteous indignation and wrath. I say the rightly dividing of the Word will bring a proper balance between the two. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So Paul wrote Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13 or 16. Paul told Timothy to preach the Word, preach the love of God, and preach the justice of God, preach eternal life, and preach eternal death. In conclusion, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about Him. So we read in Psalm 89 and 7, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held or had in reverence of all them that are about Him. That's why I said in the beginning of this message that I wanted to bring you some thoughts in regard to the fear of God, for it is important to the Christians and not just to the unsaved. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear Him and keep His commandments and obey His voice, and you shall serve Him and cleave unto Him. So we read in Deuteronomy 13 and 4. You shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, Him shall you fear, and him shall you worship, and to him shall you do sacrifice. So we read in 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 35 and 36. And again, Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation. May the word that has gone forth find lodgment in hearts and bring forth fruit for the glory of thy name. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And it would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, you can listen to a number of our broadcasts if you have missed any. We have an archive there of the broadcasts for this past year and we would be happy to have you to go to our webpage, listen to any broadcast, and there are other messages there as well. And you may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6, and our services are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with you today. And we'd like to invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of the Lord rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.